Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Archbishop Ronald Fial Enright is a chief exorcist with extensive experience spanning at least 46 years. And throughout his ministry, he has conducted thousands of exorcism rituals, including case assessments for demonic infestation and possession. He has been privileged to serve as the founder of the Order of Exorcists, which is an international organization with members in 24 countries. Members include a diverse group of professionals, including priests, bishops, lead assessment team investigators, counseling psychiatrists as well. His latest book, as I mentioned, is called Diabolical Nightmares of Real Cases and Demonic Possession Told by the Exorcist. Horrifying realities do exist in dark places. That's scary stuff, Archbishop Ron. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, George. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I've been pretty busy lately, considering I kind of call myself retired, but that's not really the case. People cannot, for some reason, cannot lose my phone number. People are constantly contacting me, and I'm constantly busy. So even though I'm in a somewhat semi-retired position, I am still so busy, you wouldn't believe it.
I'm going to ask you to get closer to your microphone because you sound like you're in a tin can.
Oh, boy. Okay, I can assure you I'm not in a tin can, but I'm right here. Can you hear me any better?
A little better. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope the demons aren't trying to keep you away from us.
Possibility, you know, it does happen, especially when we're dealing with electronics and all this modern technology, you know. It's pretty interesting.
How did you become interested in exorcisms?
You know, it all happened. It was a supernatural event that occurred when I was 11 years old, and I was in the bathroom and taking a shower, and this super bright light just illuminated the entire bathroom. It came through the bathroom window, and it was so bright, I had to shut my eyes. As I did, I saw myself in the future, and keep in mind, I'm only 11 years old. I saw myself in the future wearing a Roman collar and serving the church in some capacity. And then at that split second, I opened my eyes, and I could just see the vapors just leave the bathroom, and it just simply dissipated. And ever since then, I've been very much aware of the supernatural things that happen in the world. And it's like a new perspective. I kind of like got a sense of the reality of what's going on.
Did you come into this kicking and screaming, or was it really truly voluntary on your part?
I consider it a divine calling. I believe that God had communicated with me, and though 11 years old, I was apparently very open to whatever God had to say. I was right there and ready to listen and obey. And since that time, throughout my life, I've started experiencing all types of really interesting things. That is, things that would be classified as unbelievable and pretty scary.
Do you see demons outside the physical body or not?
I do. I actually do. In fact, most of my ministry has been spent in the Skid Row areas of downtown Los Angeles. And most of the time, either the owner or the management of these Skid Row hotels would contact me. And they would ask if I could do some form of assessment and see what's going on. And so as a result, and this started like in the very early 1980s. And so we started making these calls and making assessments, and it just took off from there. You have to understand that most people that live in these Skid Row hotels, they like fall under, you know, the category of being desperate. Perhaps maybe they're down on their luck. They might have substance abuse problems, maybe even issues with the law enforcement, and so crime is always there. And then they're very suicidal. You have overdoses, you have all kinds of things, which means that there's a spiritual residual that's left in that structure. So when that happens, supernatural things take place. That is, you know, walls start banging. People can swear that they hear whispering. And these are and just like one or two floors. There's one hotel in Skid Row, in downtown Los Angeles. It has 14 stories. And this type of activity occurs and has been occurring ever since 1920s. So, I mean, this is an old hotel, and you have all these spiritual residuals from people who have committed suicide, jumped off the 14th floor, and so on. And it's so interesting because throughout the entire hotel, it's only the 14th floor that has all these disturbances.
What does a demon look like, Archbishop?
And it's so funny because when I see them, they don't change. They have the same image. What I see is a gray, long face, and they're always wearing what appears to be a hood. And as a result, I've seen them. I tell people this, I think it's crazy. I have two psychiatrists who are in our organization. They confirm that I'm not crazy. But these things actually exist. So as a result, I have seen them. I've seen them especially in hotels where there is a bona fide demonic infestation, where everything, the whole structure is being pounded by these multiple demonic entities. And the people in these hotels, they are living on the lowest level of life that you could even imagine. So a lot of them are just suffering socially, and they have other social problems. But as a result, you know, they're living there. It's the only place. It's the next step of being homeless. You know, they're in that hotel, and that's their structure. And as a result, they have to experience all the residuals that have taken place in the past. And that would go for everything from suicides to demonic possession to things of this nature. It's very, very, it's very alarming, to say the least.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
How many people who are possessed are considered mentally ill and they're really possessed?
It's possible. It's very possible that they could have both going on. They could have a psychosis and still be possessed by a demonic entity. And the reason we do, when we do our assessment, we not only record everything and we have a questionnaire that we direct to the victim and family members, but we also ask for a psychological report, which they would furnish. And then once they furnish the psychological report from their doctors, we will relay it to our psychiatrist, and they will review the actual reports. And if it's something that needs our attention or there's nothing at all, they will let us know. If it's a normal type of scenario or if it's something that's really really telling in regards to some form of psychosis, then they would alert us. But understand, there are certain things that that mental illness will not show. For example, mental illness can mimic possession, and possession can mimic mental illness. So you see, there's a very fine line there. But when you see the victim levitate, when you see the victim in an environment where things are flying around, and everything is defying the laws of gravity, then you have to understand that this is not a psychosis.
Right.
You know, we are dealing with something supernatural, and as a result, you know, we have to be on our toes and document everything and make sure we have the proper support system in place. We normally have some medical practitioner who's with our assessment team, and that's either a practical nurse or LVN, or something like this, where we have someone who is medically trained. In the event, as we're doing the evaluations, and by the way, I'm not involved in the evaluations. I oversee the evaluations by examining them and making a final decision based on our psychiatrist's recommendations. So I don't make a decision until we have all the paperwork in. So understand, I'm not even on site when the first contact interview is made. We rely on our lady, and sometimes we do have a clergy member who wants to join in on the assessment team. But what they do basically is they not only interview the victim, but they also get the input from the family members and even the neighbors in regards to what's happening. And then at that point, there's always someone, and these days everyone has an iPhone, so everyone has a recorder. So everyone that's on the team, they're literally not only focusing on the victim, but they're also looking for outward manifestations that are around the victim, or within the house, or within whatever structure it is. And if there is some type of physical movement where we can actually see something going on, then that's considered proof that we have to further investigate. Now, we do that by investigating not only the individual, but we also investigate the property. We investigate the house. We see if there's any history, any anything that may have occurred. It's interesting, though, there have been quite a few residents where we have found that there were human sacrifices made. And we're talking about, 100 years ago or so. And as a result, the residual is still in the structure, which means that you have, an ideal situation for a demonic infestation.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.